להזמין לרבי חנן, אמרו. פרח המאי, דקל מקצוס מגע בקרקטה, חייב להכריז. So when you're going to ask me for the case when it's cooler b'chutz, we're asking the case when it's awesome b'chutz. What Rice has said, it's awesome b'chutz on Gabi Karka, Chayv Lachas. And now we ask, what's the other aim with Simen, the other Simen, and it's safe for the Rice. It says, well, Simen, not the Shaloi, Zoch, the Moitz, the Masha B'yodai, and the Masha B'chutz, Afi Sheesh B'fnim, Tzaz Peres. So he understood when Sefer the Brisa says that the Bobal Simon Novama Eshaloi did not like Rashi and all the Rishonim, that he's being made that only the Kliyas is not the Paris. Rather, he's saying the Paris is his. And Meila, even though he has some Bifnim, if Lushi Esh Bifnim Tzaz Paris, if Lubal Kliyam Eshakulin Shaloi, still we say that. What's outside doesn't get. So that was the Gemara's cash. And the question is, why does Rabbeinu Hanan learn the Gemara Kapshut like all other Rishayim? So I was thinking, perhaps it's bothered by Kveger's cash. Kveger asks on the Gemara simple question: Why is the Gemara wait for the Tanina, Hotan Rabbanan, to ask the Stira? Betzem, the bottom line of Gemara's Kash is dig in the Mishnah that Kli Yulfan Aperis Reel Shaloi. I, the Brayza says, Mazdav Shem Besimim, Sadav Shesh Besimim, Chayim Lachris. Well, it's not a stira. Why is Gemara's mafsik? Nina lahad ton rabbanon. Motz kli lefan aperes v'chul. Why are we mafsik with that? It's a fair question. So, Tenzain, that's what was bothering Ben Chanan. And Ben Chanan said, there must be something in the Braisa that is the side of the stira. The Hainu, The Brice is what said, the Steers in the Brice, not from the Mishnah. Because the Brice says, Miktsasim, Maklim, Miktsasim, Gabi Karka, Chai Vahachriz, Vraminu, Bazeb, not Lashalai, Baba Baal Simon, not Lashalai, Zachal Badoj, Emma Simon. That's the Kasha. So it's not a Kasha from the Brice to the Mishnah, it's a Kasha from the Brice to the Brice. So, Derech Pshat. Now it comes after Ben Chananel Chara Chiddush. Now it's Pashter Ben Chananel that if everything is outside, then it's Pashter Shaloi. That was. And that we didn't even see from the Braisa. The old side was when there's mitzvah b'fnim, mitzvah b'chutz. Then we can be done. Now, all the terutzim of the Gemara, right? Or Ben Chanan might even only have one parrot. Oigen and not oigen. That's a svara to mechalik when it's mitzvah b'fnim, mitzvah b'chutz. But when it's cooler b'chutz, right? Even though. Wasn't Mar's answer, right? If there's an Eugen, then since some remained inside. No, sorry, if there's no Eugen, we say, why did some remain inside? Either they should have all fallen out. If they didn't all fall out, then we say it must be that what fell out is not shaykh to the inside. Shankim has an eigen, then we say that some could have fallen out, and the eigen stopped the ones that are inside from falling out. Even though in Ebe it's a little schwer, that when there's no eigen, right? So what are you saying? That it all should have fallen out? Why? Why is it double nothing? I mean, it's not balbatish. If Harei Sum stayed inside, right? Sum is inside, it didn't fall out. You know, there's no egg and it didn't fall out, right? Now, you're telling me that if what's outside, you're saying maybe what's outside could have fallen out, right? Could have been inside. It all should have fallen inside. Why? All should have fallen out. Why? Just like you see Lamaisa, that some fell and stayed inside, even though there was no egg, so it's not Much that it should come out. So why is the Muchach that double nothing? Like, they're not connected to each other. So it's not there in Ben Echanal, Menei Ubei, it's a Shul Tzarchim. Back upon him. What?
The basket's on its side.
If the basket's on its side, yeah.
If he holds
that, it's pushing, it won't fall out. That's my question. But it didn't all fall out, right? We're saying that what's inside didn't fall out. It's there, right? So then, what's fair to say that some fell out? I mean, you're telling me if anything, it should all fall out. Elmai, no, what's outside is not from inside, because then all of it would have fallen out. Why is that Mukhastam, Balbatish? Balkapadim, but it's Chayitz Mor Rabbi Chananel, that if Tak it all fell out, then it's Pashit. you know, you don't have the Taina that why didn't, that some stayed inside, right? It all fell out, Taka. Yeah, we don't say it came from, we don't say that it goes together with the Kli, Rabbi Chananel. I doubt it seems to be Pashit there. So Chabad is a Psevard over here that, if you're Ben Chan at least, that there has to be one Aveda over here. There has to be one Aveda. Now, if there are some inside and some outside, then a chariot can say that it's one Aveda. The Paris outside and Paris inside, since there are some inside, so there's some Shaykhs from Paris outside and Paris inside, so some Shaykhs, then you could say that it's all considered one Aveda. Shaykhin, if it's they're all outside, even though there's no Tainach in Cheshbin that it couldn't have come from there, Vada could have come from there, but we say, Mamais, it's not connected, Machav. It's not connected. It's only when there's some inside, some outside, then there's some type of connection. Ulai, then it still needs Cheshbin, Merechanan. Why it's Pasha when it's all outside? We don't say it's some inside, some outside, then we do say, well, in case when there's no Taina, when there is an Egen. Then even though it's outside, we say it came from inside. So why when there's no organs, nothing, and everything's outside? It's mashma merchanal that's a real shalai. So that's Akbam. Then that's from kind of Chanal's mahalach and sugya. And the chayru was bothering him is why we put down the price. But Lididan. That we learned the Gemara's Kasha basically is Tak on the Mishnah. The Kasha is not from the case of Mitzasim, the Kasha is from the case of Kula Bechutz. So Rebbeinu has a Cheshbon over here. Why the Gemara waited? The same Rebbeinu Chananel, because of that, he forgave the whole Gemara. So what do we do with this Kasha? Dr. Rebbeinu makes a Cheshbon like this. Like this. Now, if you have pears that are in front of a basket, so there's a svar to say that the bialim is miyayish. The reason why it's hero shaloi is the bialim miyayish. Why? He knows he dropped a basket full of pears, right? So he doesn't know what's going to happen. Are those pears going to land nicely inside the thing or not? As far as he knows, maybe the pears are going to be mezgal all over the place, right? They're not going to necessarily stay punked next to the kli. A fruit roll, right? So mela mesvar is miyayish. Mesvar, the anocha pshut is, okay, b'kveger, is the guy is miyayish. This that we say, though, if pears that are b'seicha kli, so why is it chayav la'aravis? So it is a svar. I look, he doesn't know that they remain the kli. So he doesn't know they remain the kli. Luchar is miayish, and mishmeri elish shalai. He knows b'sayich hakli. He doesn't know that it is b'sayich hakli. He knows that the bushel fell. As far as I know, they all could have fell out. So luchar is miayish. Zaker b'kveiger, teretz is the good old Ramban. Which Ramban? What does Ramban say? Which Ramban? What? Ramban of Yish Mishus. Ramban learns that Suras Liyadai is a problem. He's a Shem Raveda and Yish Mishus. Yadai Kiyad Bayam is Yish Mishus. Raga, one second. Let me finish the statement. You'll ask all your questions, Mr. Chalk. There are questions to be asked. I'm not saying that, but wait. So Meila, he says, since the Kli was Nisha Bechesna Baila, and for the Kli is Zichnat Miayish. So Meila, Peiris that are in the Kli, doesn't help Yish going to Ramban. It's Yish Bishus. That Kli have a Chatzah, Shein Mishtamer. Oh, then he says, Afagav, how you want to tell me? Chorot, it's Chatzah, Shein Mishtameris. A basket sitting in the middle of the Shus Rabim, Chorot Chot Shein Mishtameris. So why is it considered Bishus? So then, Chomakim, Yesh Leimed, the Indian Zeh Mahani, the Yotzim Rishus Bailim Al Yideh Yish. Saif Kosaif, it's in his Bishus, so even though it's in Mishtameris, but Saif Kosaif, it's in his Rishus. The Yotzim Rishus, because the Kerek is saying over here, the Pshat is that Yish is leaving his Rishos. The idea of Yish is that it's leaving his Rishos. But if it's in his Rishos, then Yish can't take it out of his Rishos if it's in his Rishos. Even if it's in Mishnameres, but it's in his Rishos. It's in his Rishos. So Yish, that's the Lashon Kerek is Mashma. That's the Yisun Nirban. That Yish, the idea of Yish is takes it out of your Rishos, but if it's you can't take it out of your Rishus if Metzias is still in your Rishus. The idea of Yish is it's Meitzim Rishuscha. But here it's in your Rishus, so Yish can't take it out of your Rishus Lagam. It can't be Meitzim Rishus Lagam if it's still in your Rishus. So maybe if it's in your Rishus, it doesn't make a difference. So if it's in your Rishus, it's Melzok Rikveger. Now, Brais and Mayer Bidvarim She'enim Chashuvim, Tav Yish Lamidas. What does the Bryce say? So what is the Bryce telling me? If so, now here we have a very interesting adin in the Braisa. That even what's bachutz, we say chayav lahachriz, and you don't say this yish. If you say this yish on what's bachutz, yeah. And the best means Yish was Bifnim also. Yeah? Navas, this is Bishus, this is not Bishus. This is Yish, this is not Yish Bishus. Then, if Mitzasim Bifnim, Mitzasim Bachutz. Mitzasim Bifnim, Mitzasim Bachutz. Then, why is Masha Bachutz? Why is Masha Bachutz? Chayav Lahachriz. Elamai, from the Brais it's Muchach, that is no Yish. Again, if all we had was the Mishnah, and the Dik of the Mishnah, the Dafka Matzah Peres B'Kli, Chayav Lachris. But Kli Ulfan of Peres, Harei L'Shaloi, if that's all we had, then we would say the reason why the chiluk is Avadi's miyayish, but the chiluk is whether or not it's yesh b'shus or not. The chiluk is whether it's yesh b'shus or not. So therefore, if that's the aside of the Mishnah, so when the Brisa says that even when it's b'chutz or el shalai, you could have said the Brisa is talking about something that's not heavy, it's yesh lamidas. And if we say it in the Mishnah, the reason why Masha b'chutz is a el shalai, Paris will clear fun of Paris, the reason why it's a el shalai is because there's yesh. And b'atzim is yesh even once b'fnim, but b'fnim it's yesh b'rishos. So then we wouldn't have a spirit in the b'raisa, because we could say the b'raisa that says that matzah dov she'em b'sim, says that dov she'esh b'sim, it's talking about something that there's no yesh. You could have answered the b'raisa like that. Because you could have answered the b'raisa, there is no yesh, because yesh lamidas, he doesn't know about it. But now we see that. Now we see the first Brayis who says what? Then when it's Miksasa, Bifnim Miksasa B'chutz. Yeah? Miksasa Bifnim Miksasa B'chutz. What's the din? That Masha B'chutz. Masha B'chutz. He's Chayv L'Hachriz. So then, if you tell me he's Yish, then there should be yesh mashe b'chutz, and he should only get what's mashe b'fnim, because that's yesh b'shus. Elamai, it's mochach. The pshat is that there is no yesh. There is no yesh. So again, must be that there is no yish. So now we have a kasha. So what's pshat? Again, the brayos is to say, matzah kli lefana peiris kis lefana moizer el shaloi. Miksasim kli miksasim gam karak miksasim kis chayav lahachris. So zogim b'kveiger. The chesh from the gemara like this. By virtue of the seifa, that when miksasim mechutz, he's chayav lahachris, it must be that there is no yish over here. We don't say the guy's automatically miyayish because he doesn't know how it's going to fall. We assume the guy thinks he's going to fall next to it, and the male is not miyayish. So why? And that's why mitzvahs b'fnim mitzvahs b'chutz. What's it then? Chayav lahachris, because there is no yish. So why by kislof adamais? Why is it reo shalai? So you can't tell him it's because he's miyayish. So why is it reo shalai? Because if it's miyayish, then when it's miksas mechutz, also it should be a reel shalai. The brayis is mechalik lehedya between miksas mefim miksas mechutz and kulam mechutz. Miksas mechutz are chayv lahachris. Kulam mechutz is a reel shalai. Okay. Now, how do we understand? Let's try to analyze this brayis. Okay, in terms of yish, right? So, whereas in the Mishnah you could have said the reason why. Why kulei b'chutz? Hareil shaloi is because the guy is miyayish. The reason why when kulei b'fnim is chayv lahachir is because he's miyayish, but it's yish b'shus. That's what he could have said. But once we have the brayis, we can't say that anymore. The brayis is a game changer, because then, if that would be true, then it should make a difference if it's miksasim b'chutz or kulei b'chutz. Because either way, he's miyayish. If the reason why kulei b'chutz is because he's miyayish, because he thinks maybe it fell far away, then he, then even the Sasa Bechutz, he had the same yish. Even though Taka came from the minute, we assume it came from the inside, but he's Miyayish. So the Braisa tells me there's a chunk to mitzasa b'chutz or kule b'chutz. Obviously, we don't assume he's Miyayish. Because if we assume he's Miyayish, he doesn't know how it's going to fall, then even mitzasa b'chutz should be a re'el shalot. El mal karcha, the guy's not Miyayish. So now, if the guy's not Miyayish, so why by kule b'chutz is a re'el shalot? Elamai, because China, then we assume it didn't come from the clay. That's why it's a Reu Shaloi. And that's a Chalukdi mixes of Okulai. Whether we assume it came from the clay or not. So then now we have a Kashif in the other Brais. So the Brais says, Must Davashayesh Basim, Davashayesh Basim, and Chai Lachris. And which means we assume that they're together. Now we have a Kashif. But if without the Brais, so we could have said China, the Mishnah was that Avadid is Yish. And then we can say the Brais that it says, Chayv Lahachr is talking about Yish Lamedas. You could have said that. But now that we're seeing the Braisa, that the Braisa is Mechalik, between what's inside and what's outside, by Mitzasai. And Memela, so we see there's no Svar of Yish. There is no Svar of Yish. So why when it's Kulav HaChot, it's a Reu Shaloi, if there's no Yish? Elamai, could we assume that came from somewhere else? If that's the Svar, it's not because it's Yish. It's because we assume it came from somewhere else. And okay, now there's no way of explaining the Braisa. The Braisa says, and that the Pshat that is Icha. The Pshat is because we say it's together. Right? So we see in the Mishnah that when it's kula b'chutz, it's a reel shaloi because we say it didn't come from the kli. So now it's steer in the price. That's where Craig is pshat.
It's still in the steer anyway.
What?
It's still in the steer anyway. Because you would have thought that the reason why in our Mishnah it's reel shaloi because he's miyayish, but we see in the price that he's not miyayish, so it's still a steer. And it's in the second price.
No, so you could say that here's somebody they didn't know about it. It's somebody that's not something that get kiri. It's not something that's Yish Lamedas. That's what Craig said. You could have within Yish, there's room to play around with the Yish Lamedas card. That's what Craig. That was what we could have said, but now we can't say that. That's what Craig is pshat. But that's the hanacha of Kveger that this negate Ramban. The Rukveger assumes, forget about the whole pshatl of Rukveger, right? There's an interesting halach in Rukveger. Rukveger says, if you have a kli, b'shus harabim, it's not shayach yish, because yish b'shus. That much remains in Rukveger, even after the Gemara's kasha. That's something that we take, pull out as Rukveger, or you say the gabe the Ramban, and say yish, saying yish b'shus. What? No, we're saying there's Yish, but the Yish doesn't help. Because Yish b'shus. On the Kli, he wasn't Miyayish because it's Davashesh b'simen. And what's in the Kli, he is Miyayish in the Havamina, but let's even though that Havamina fell off, but the sight of that Havamina remains. And that is that in a different situation, if you have something in the Kli, and you're Miyayish on it, the guy says, Haret, right? Vay lil chasaron kiss, he's shreis chai v'kayim, vay lil chasaron kiss. So we say it's not yish. It's yish b'shus. Even though the thing is a malicious rab and it's lost. You know the rishus is lost, right? Rishus is lost. It's not just lost in your rishus. The rishus is lost. You lost your house. Now on this, yeah.
I need a good question on this from the shul, but based Knesset kids.
That it's Yish Bershus, so there's not Shtar.
It's the
Ramban,
so it's not
Shtar
there. So therefore, the Yish and Shul would be good.
Well, because everyone has a Chelad Mishulim? Yeah. What?
But
here
we're saying
that
it's not
Shtar. Right, and Zichah not like that. Very good point. Zichah not like that. Not like that Pshat, that reason that there's a few that terrace over there. I was in Yish B'shus. And the answer was because it's not Mishtamer. So you see that for Yish B'shus, you need Mishtamer.
So it's like switch the whole Pshat and the Rabban because of that.
Right. Fine. Say, Peg is not like that. Peg is not like that. Peg learned not like that. Anyway, that was Shver Tzais. What do you do with that? But that's right. Tzais assumed that's right. That with any Mishnah, you know, that's not called Yesh Bershus. I mean, the truth of the matter is, even the Ramban said that, you know, he's trying to be Yodik Yodah and he's watching it for him. So, you know, there is room to say that it could be asked about from Mishnah. But Maisa and Nesivis, in the beginning of Reish and Tess, he says, he does say also that if it's not Mishtamer, so then Yish does have, not called Yish Bishos. Because so he's Magder the Yisrael, what's the part? He's Magder like this, that so the reason why when Yish Bishus, yeah, it doesn't help, because the whole parish of Yish is said on an Aveda. So if it's in a Mokam Mishtamer, so then it's not considered an Aveda. Or if the Shem Aveda is watching it for you, right? It's being watched for you, so it's not called an Aveda. So maybe that's why Yish doesn't help. The Meili says, so Meili fees that, but if it's talking to Mokka, it's not Mishtamer. So bad Sam, it does have a shame on paper. So you know, technically, it's a Myra Shus. But the Meisa, could be it has a Shem Aveda. I mean, you could. So, and therefore, it's not going to be a Yiv Shur, but the Yiv would help if it didn't see this.
He itself is kind of a Havdos,
so it has a Shem Aveda. Oh, so that's what I was saying. You could add a Knech if you want, what I said with Ramas before, that here the whole Rishus is lost. You can see, the whole Rishus is lost. So how can you say, oh, it's in my Rishus, and therefore, it's not an Aveda. Harry, the whole Rishus is lost. The Rishus is also lost. So, that album in the least can even. So it can't be better than the Rishus that it's in. The Rishus itself is lost, and it is an Aveda. But the Kfeg understands that the side of Yish Rishus doesn't help is because Yish, that was his Nusach, the Yish can't be mighty from my Rishus. Yish can't be mighty from my Rishus when it's in my Rishus. If it's not in my Rishos, then Yish can be mighty for my Rishos. Right? If you were paying it, it's a hagbal in what Yish can do. Yish can only be mighty something. What's the idea of Yish? It's being mighty for my Rishos. That's only when it's physically not in my Rishos, then Yish come and be mighty for my Rishos. But if it's in my Rishos, Yish can't be mighty for my Rishos, it's in my Rishos. So therefore it's enough that it's in my Rishos. Even though Rishos is Lord, it's in my Rishos. Bottom line, it's in my Rishos. Yish can't be mighty for my Rishos. The Sima says, no. The side of the Ramban is that when it's that Yish Bishus Psharis doesn't have a Shem Aveda. If it's Mishtamer, it doesn't have a Shem Aveda. But Bereged, it's not Mishtamer, it has a Shem Aveda. And I'm adding a Knech that if the Rishus itself is lost, so how can you say it doesn't have a Shem Aveda? I mean, the whole Rishus is lost. The whole Rishus is off it. The whole Rishus is Shem Aveda. It's Chiv La'achrazit. On the Kli is Zichah off it. So how could what's inside the Kli be less of it than the Kli itself? Well, so it comes out, so he says the Machlaikas over here, Mamash, the Tifkeit of what's the Yisrael of the Shabban of Yesh Bishus. Look more right. Tzibur Peres, Tzibur Moe, Shalos Rino, Minyan Abba Simen. Tzibur Peres, what? To me, Tzibur Peres, Shalos Rino, Malkam Abba Simen, Tzibur. Go back and forth, because it's Naraya, either the simon is makom or the simon is minyan. And the Mishnah said, but today it's not called Jesus by the elder, but the Mishnah called Simeon, you don't have a Simeon. So it's more of a spring or eye, Shvam, you don't have a Simeon. It's Mashmah, this is a discussion over here. Well, Chuchay, Hakam Es Nisim, one of the Rav Mishnah. Well, not Mektani, I will Matzah Shnayim Chai, but come, not with Simeon. So also it's a price, I know, the Matzah Milchay, the Minyan, Charuza, the Simeon, that's where the Mingar Ayah from there. Shloish Medeh Zal Gab Ezeh. Zel gav zeh. Umar b'yisluk magdala. Some say that's where he got his name. Musha suyn ki magdala. That was a shikul tayr. Musha suyn ki magdala. Let's catch a rash. Shama minyan have a simen. Tumav hachi ma'i simen eko. Nitz tibur peris. Enka minyan. My son and Mark and Chim the Sibur in Yinuach Hava, the Yahav Siman and Mark and Pliny and Achtim. So need Sibur of Harris. So what I mean, have a Matkale, Holy Tifshat, Holy Tifshat. But Lahatish Lahat Lahat Tifshat. Who's looking at McDonald? Come in and fire Shashlash and Chom Zem Ezev Nich. Mamates Arocha, Ba'ol of a Sabeni, Ba'ol of a Sabeni, Elyon who caught her cottage of a cool and Gemigdal Zer, Osiri, Said Rachel, Makatsa, Baila, Chimanchi, Adair Lefila, Adair Chinuach, by Dait Lachs of Litla, Shaka, Hukach, Nait Lamachris, Zebab and Nice and Simon, Vain Migdal and Ayasu. So Simon is Pasha, that was Kemigdal, that is the Simon. Panami, Achim, Matsa, Mazma, Zaz, Rail, Shalaya, Sunday, Migdal and Chaim Lachris. So we do in the Shlishman Bez Agab Zer. Hagu Vakasha, I'm the Matzah Moiz Mavazar, Zer HaShaloi. So the Diuk, the Steer Diuk of the Yukim in Braisa. The Reish is Mashma, Dafka, Mufuzaris, but if they're one on top of each other, even though in a random way, Mashal Chavishluchi Chayib Lachris, Im seif, also im Gidol chayim lachas, im shalchu shlufi, shalchufi, er shloi, tona kol shenis im Gidol, mifuzara is kori lu. Gash, ima beish en dem zu lazu, brochva. Shalchu shluchu, im mitzis al gab chavrata, mitzis al gab karka, chayim lachas, alma ki hagab, nila derach mefilo hu. Look, Taisus, who's saying the Magdalen? He made you have a simon, Masha saying the Magdalen. At the end of the day, Chinuach Hava, and Betrayal is Sagi. Taisus, well, why do we need three? Why not two? Taisus is done. What is the simon over there? Where Rashi said the simon is the fact that it was asking Magdalen. Taisus, for some reason, doesn't know like that. Maybe all the simon of minion is more pashta simon. Smash my down the round shtickle later on in the sugya. I don't understand it, but later on in Rashi, when Rashi has maybe a tziruf of the minion with the migdol, we can make the galay. We keep the kaimel. Minion have a simon. Lomad sarach shem in the sugya migdolin. And I'm zel gavazeh. But simon shal minion chudei sag. Okay, that could be asking why I need both. But he doesn't say why I need both, you should just have Migdals. Why I need both, you should just have Minyan. It sounds like for some reason Minyan is more posh. I don't know, I have no idea why. I don't know why Taisus would prefer Minyan over Migdal. But Taisus, Minyan have a Simon, Masha Sunyan Migdal, and Yadin and Derech Migdal. So what's the point of a Sunyan Migdal? So basically, we have to try and figure out over here what is this shilav of the three Matbeyas with the fact that it's a Migdal. Why I need both? But Taisus, if Minyan have a simon, then why need Migdal? So he says that just shows it's Derech Chinuach. Not for a simon, but only that Derech Chinuach. And then Minyan is a simon. Material is Zagi, the Tiva Machar that Gemara is going to say later. Avol Malkam have a simon. I feel betrayed. So Gemara is going to say Derech Chinuach. So Taisvis, if minyan is a simon, then we need three. For whatever reason, whereas it's tiva machris and mia tiva shtayim, so for some reason, which I have no clue why, two is not a simon, even though it could just much well have been two, three, five, ten. So if he guesses two, why is that less of a simon than if he says three? I have absolutely no clue. So when we get to the Gemara, at least last time I said no clue, so if we get him, maybe figure it out. But anyway. But if Makam is a simon, then L'chayra, you shouldn't need three. Two should be enough. If it's Derech Migdol, a larger one and a smaller one, then Derech Hinoch Haba. He betrayed Philip Sukhim, don't let the Derech Hinoch who named Derech Nefili. I maybe want to say the Pesachs. And maybe if it's just two, either one's larger and one's smaller, it's not Derech Hinoch, maybe it's Derech Nefili. Okay, look, I'm on my parach, my yirit losifil train nab. So was more as kasha later. See, a tuizm considered derech inuach. Shalom, mishan, mishan, tev amach, derech nami. Really talk, two could be random. Derech nafilo. I think more, doesn't answer that later. It gives a good teretz anyway. That tev amach is, but derech nami talk, two is not, two could be Derech Nefila. Surprised everyone wasn't walking around this morning trying to drop the coins, see whether it's possible to have the two coins dropping one on top of another. You know, forget about the three coins of the Ramban. If you're Reichen there, it's Derech Nefila. But, okay. Zot Gemara, Amr Chanin, Elashan, Elashalash Melachim, Avashal Melachecha, Adin Chayel Lachri, Zayn. Rashi, Shalom Malach, Kesach Vayit, Shalom Yitzros, Yerushalayim Shalom, Shalom Mechler, Shalom Yitzros, 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 Shalom Kasha Melchecha, the Kulu, Kedadinu, Afgav, the Manchia Dad, the Rail Shaloi, Amos Ramu Yisrami, Vadadadi Nafal. Rashi. Either Sunk McDonald, Shane Shabbin, Brahman, Machu, Kamai, the Shapishis, I feel Shamalchecha, the Shatsur, Shalash, and Shabbos, Melchecha, Kane, Shalash, and Lachem, Kalim, I feel like Shamalchecha, Shatsur, Shalash, and Shabbos, and Kane, Shalash, and Melchem, Kainu, Shaklu, Mirachman, the Diamond, Legimad Bayes. And Berchlin says, "If you shall melt a nami, machris. My machris, minyan. My machris minyan. So my it was a full train nami. זה גרנש, שבחיר מהי מאחריז מניין, כך וכך מברס מצוסי, וזה בא ונוסה, וסימן זה אגב זה מצוסי. אז כמו את הראשי, the simon is not the minion, here ראשי זה פייר, the simon is, that was a suiz כמגדול. Or, if you're ברכן זה אגב זה, either if you're ברכן זה אגב זה is enough, and or if you're ביצחק, that's מגדול. But the simon is, that's the simon. And he's מאחריז מניין, why is he מאחריז מניין? The Ran explains that the site is that we want to give the guy as much information as possible without giving it away. Let's not forget, we're trying to get it back to the guy. So the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is mechayev you to give as much information as possible to help the guy out.
Vaj Yishalayvit Simon, I said, okay. Ach, Vaday Minyan Machris. She initial Ayvit Simon. Lemmikim McDonald, how you? Why is Al Gavazel for your Bechanan?
Kimi shekeim lomli pasa. Fakir gemar filo treinam biyachalik demem simin ze. Gemara tiva machros. The Grashi, matbeis matzas hilchach trei lav simanu mi mebeis shnayim. So all of a sudden, there's a switch in the Gemara, which is very difficult. Like why this switch happened. But also there's a switch that, we're learning Rashi now. There's a switch in the Gemara that till now, Kimigdalin was a Simen. All of a sudden, Kimigdalin is not a Simen anymore. And that's why, if he says Tiva Machriz, and now Minya is not going to be a Simen, but Zal Gavzeh is also not a Simen. Asun ki megdalim, zel gav zeder on ze ene simen gomer. Vikach machris tibistam, va ibn ois in simen shleisha. Vi asun ki megdalim. So Rishayim understood in Rashi that his machris tiva, and since two is not a simen, so there's at least three, he could say, as what Mishnah says, three. There's at least three, then he can add to those three, and it's menachem zel gav zed. If you're Rashi. Now, truth matters, Rashi in the Gemara never said that. Rashi never told us. Rashi didn't say anything. What happens in the Gemara's Teretz? But in the Rif, Rashi in the Rif, again, I don't know exact origin of Rashi and the Rif, but when Rashi and the Rif does say that Mishani Machris Tiv Matbeis Mitzasi Zer Mishloish Ahayu Zer Al Gav Zer Togav Tiv Mishalosh Al Betrei Loi the Mi Bebeis Shnayim Hey. So and the Gemara's Teretz looking Rashi and the Rif, and the older Shnayim called this as the Shittas Rashi. Again, even the Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi doesn't say you need both. The Shnayim all, they all have problems with Rashi. Why you need both? So Rashi Be'yos never said it. Say it. It could be either Shem had that gears in Rashi, or the fact that the whole time Rashi was saying Simon is the Munach Mizal Gabazer, and now the Gemara seems to be adding a dimension of the Matbeis. But the question of the Rishonim that have a problem is that why do we need two things in Rashi? Wilson became a need for two simanim. Why do we need two simanim? That's the big problem with Rashi. But it's just like strange in the Shachar Tari of the Gemara how this even developed Bechlal, they should need two, because till now it was enough that it was Kamigdal. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, Imkain Trey Nami. The Gemara says, also now there's a problem because Tiva Machris. When it was Madbe, in the beginning when we thought that he's Machris Mini Lefirashi, then we had no problem with the Migdol being the Simon. All of a sudden now there's a problem. If he's Machris Tiva, right? Madbeis, then he has to say both how much, and the way it was. Now, the Ran asked the Kasha, what's wrong with Minyan by itself? Why did it say how much it was? That's the way the Ran asked the Kasha. This is the Ran we mentioned before. And if that being the Kasha, so then the Dvug is Teretz. Then the Dvug is Teretz. Maybe Teretz would answer the other kasha also. I mean, you could have asked kasha the other way also. That why isn't Migdal long enough? Why do you need Minyan?
Tosfos or anything, you can just call it that.
I'm going to Rashi. In Rashi, in Taisus, Mikvah was never a sin. It was always Minyan and Makkah, for some reason. But I'm going to Rashi. Rashi, Mikvah was a sin a minute ago. Now we said Tiva Machriz. So all of a sudden, where Rashi Nerif says it, where Rishonim called Rashi, you need both. You have to say how much it was and also how it was. Right? So on this, we can have a kasha, two kashas, that's it. Really, same kasha. Why do we need both? But asking why we need both, could be asking, the way Rishonim asked, why is a minyan alone enough? And I could ask, why is a migdal alone enough? So the Dva says, the reason why it's not enough to say minyan, is since Yesh Tara it's Rashi, loyal minyan levade who ikra simin, miu, to go in that behedya anochi yidua, bahade, sacha, anochi yidua, the blav hochi and a minyan simin, minyan de loy makate say menochim. I'm sorry, blav hochi and a minyan simin, kama, meaning, if it wasn't kimigdolim, then the minyan wouldn't be a simin. Now, any day loymer, Kate Say Menachem, Raihi, terrible comma over here. Should become there, not there. I need to erase this one. In any day loymer, Kate Say Menachem, Raihi, Shane Shalai, Loynichem Shah. By virtue of the fact that it's in a crazy shape. If all he's going to tell me is the minyan, then why didn't you say that? You're trying to get Bishra to make this yours, so why don't you also say how it was? El Mai, that'll be right, it's not yours. That's what Zvah says. Same as Svar. Nothing wrong with the Svar. But the question is, though, would that answer my question? In other words, I can hear it was talking in a crazy shape, right? You're just saying there was a minyan, right? So that's, you know, some, you know, you want to say, well, it was like in a tower, right? I was playing there, you know, making shapes, you know, playing my magnum tiles, you know, whatever, you know. So Pkitzer, what? Why did he say that? So you have a kasha. But let's say he did say that, right? He says, the guy found a found coin. They said, yeah, they were originally in the shape of a migdal. And it's so shver, they didn't say three? Clear, it's not a shver. Say, it could be that could be the teretz of the Rishonim. Again, I don't know why they start that way. They start, you know, the minyan being nicker, not the migdal. But they don't ask that once you have migdal, why do you need minyan? And they don't ask. But it could be you have saying teretz. It's a little, I think, a little harder there. That if you just say Migdal alone, it's not enough, because if you knew the minyan, how can you say the minyan? No.
Is it minyan also because we pass you minyan have a simon? Like, is that the lashon?
We pass minyan have a simon. We pass a lot of things that are simon. But why is that? Just because we pass minyan have a simon, that's why it's so holy.
I mean, so if you know it's definitely not, then it's got to be that if he only says minyan, then it's enough. Then you've got to ask why you need minyan.
Are you addressing my question? You're not addressing my question? My question was that if he has to say Migdal anyway, so why does he have to say Minyan Migdal? Let him just say Migdal. Let me ask a different question. What if he just says Migdal? The guy says, I found coins. The guy says, no, it was piled up. Does he get it back or not? Answer the question. So, that's Shita's Rashi. Again, what's very strange in Rashi is, where did this shift come? Once we said, you know, Machris Minyan, and the Marasim came too, then all of a sudden, Migdal wasn't enough.
Does Rashi agree that the Migdal is what makes it enough, like Tosfos? This holds it also counts for a Simon?
Could be. That's what the Vav is similar to that match. Vav is similar to that match. Now, the Ramban learns, because of these problems, Ramban learns, not like Rashi, that he doesn't stop when it says, my machris minion. Doesn't mean he's machris minion. My machris minion, what is it being machris for? And he learns that the Gemara's kash is only Rabbi Yochanan. Right? The Gemara's kasha was Mishumai Machriz. Right? What is the simon that the guy is going to give that he's being Machriz for? So, Dr. Ban, and in this part of Ban is very Gishma. If it's Kemigdol, then it's not a kasha. You're being Machriz, the guy should answer the Kemigdol. It's a great simon. And look at Simon Gedol Mizut, great simon Migdol. Right? On that, we won't have a kasha. Ramban learns Fakeris, the Hemshech of the Gemara is only after Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Fulshem El Chechot, Nami, Machriz. The Gemara, my Machriz. The Ramban really flows very nice in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan said that Fulshem El Chechot, Nami, Machriz. In fact, Gemara, my Machriz. I didn't have the caution on Rabbi Yitzchak and Chanina because I knew what you're Machriz for. You'd be Machriz. The guy should say Migdol, it's a great simon. Oh, but not Rabbi Yochanan. That you don't need Migdol. Yes, and what do you mean Machris for? The fact that it's one on top of another is a Ramban. That's not Muchach, even for Rabbi Yochanan. That's not Muchach, that's Derech Chinuach. This is where the Ramban's already saying Chidushim. Yeah? That what was a Simon by Migdol is not a Simon in Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so it means the fundamental difference between Rabbi Yitzchak's Mahalach and Rabbi Yochanan's Mahalach. If it's a Migdol, then the Pshat is at Zichah Derech Hinoach. So then the Simon could be Hagufa, that was Gemigdol. But if the Simon is, but if it's not, if it's you don't need Gemigdol, all you need is Zel Gabe Zeh, then that's not enough, that's not necessarily Derech Hinoach. So that's not enough. That it should be, it wasn't Derech Hinoach, so that's not the Simon. Elamai, you didn't necessarily put it one on top of another. There's no Simon that you found it that way because you didn't put it that way. It could have been Derech Nefilah. Elamai, the Nafgamina is Lagabe, where the minion is a Simon. So my Macher is Pekka Gemara. What do you Macher is for that he should answer? What Simon is he going to have? And for the Gemara, Yimachr is minyan. Yimachr is for minyan. Because even though it's not Derech Hinoach, but it's Shayach, minyan could be a simon. Dina Minach Nefilu, it's the Rumas Rami that the Gemara said. Now, according to him, there's no machlaikis over here. When the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Chanina, right? That if it fell, if it's not Kimbigdol, then it's not Derech Hinoach. Amos Rumus Ramoy. Rabbi Yechaz also by there's no machlaik is Mitzia where it's Rumus Ramoy. Rabbi Yechaz also by that. Amos Rumus is Ramoye. It's possible that it fell like that. Elamai, but he's Mechadish. You have a mini could be a simon. One second. What?
It could be like that.
It doesn't have to be that way. Couldn't be Yitzchak. You have Pashti Simon. Carrot. Couldn't it be Yitzchak? Couldn't it be Yitzchak? We have a question. My Machriz. Machriz, in order that the guy should answer, it was Kemigdol.
I'm saying, but if it's not, according to Yitzchak, if it's not a Kemigdol, is that the
Mishnah
is going
Daf
or
the Kemigdol?
That's
not
Machriz. But if it's just
Zohar Gadzu, that's not necessarily Machriz. Well, after we get finished the Ramban, if you can explain to me, Bets, at the end of the day, what's the pshat that it's a simon over here, and then I'll explain to you why Yitzchak argues. Because the whole Ramban, the end of the day, I mean, this whole Ramban is a very difficult Ramban, in Rabbi Yochanan, that we're going to say that he knows right? He knows that they fell together to the point that they're bizarre a little bit. And Wax will give you all the details. And then Ramban comes out, right? That it's bizarre that Mamish not one on top of another. And then it's a tzad that they fell two separate times, right? And he hopped in the middle. So maybe he doesn't know that they fell together. He doesn't know how many fell together, right? Now, even though they're like right next to each other, and it's also masvidal shabbat, he didn't bother looking down. I mean, there's a lot of problems in the Ramban. So, like, to ask me why Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't hold of this, you know, I have no problem with that. You know, why Rabbi Yechon holds of this is my problem. Now, the Ramban says, "Tegemah." So, many is a simp. So, Ma'ir Tlas Afil Train Nami. So, where I says no, because Tevim Machris, we have a technical problem. Now, so then the kash is, Duran's a little easier, I think, over here. In time, keeping the chayish l'shem in the mefila. So then, why is it a simin? Ma'ishna ma'iz mufazaris, areilu shaloi. Ma'iz mufazaris, areilu shaloi. You tell me that even by 3-1 time, it's derech mefila. So why is it a simin? Why don't we say the guy is miyayish? The guy didn't put one on top of another, right? It fell. Yeah? All three fell. Yeah? So why do we say the guy is miayish? Ma'ishin amayis v'zaris areilu shaloi. Pidei mishan yehocha de mechunosim chimiyah de v'asachas nafala. How does the guy know that it fell v'asachas? Because he did it together. How does he know they fell v'asachas? Yishloim, b'chim d'amar, Rav Yitzchak, od mos ma'ashin chol shav v'shav. V'anu roi noisam kulon ke'echad. Anu toilum loimar, Shazeh memashmish b'kisay tader ul alter rosh enough miyot mimenu. He knows. He checked. You know, I'm not kol shav b'shav. He's always checking his pocket. So he knows right away. So he knows the all three fell together. So again, why did he bother looking down? That if he found out that right so quickly, say I don't know. But so therefore we say he knows that all three fell together. If they taka fell together. And we say, oh, must be b'chol shav v'shav. So we say that he was aware they all fell together. V'yesh lo em sim aminyan. Shideyush basachas naflu. Amoy says, he mitzis kulim lo em yayish. Al mufuzarin lo em b'chiyach shahar ben afilo is hon. If the mufuzarin, they didn't fall together. If the mufuzarin, obviously, if they would have fell together, they'd obviously fall neatly one on top of another, right? If the mufuzarin, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised that no one's walking around this marriage dropping coins, you know. But if it was Mufazara, it's obviously it was separate nefilas. Therefore, he says he's miyayish. Why? Because maybe one person's not going to find all of them. Maybe he's not going to have minions. If he's miyayish. But if they all fell together, if they fell one top of another, that shows they fell together. And we assume that he realized they fell together. So Mela, minions. Thank you.